Phone Boy Speaks, episode 283, The Downfall of Nokia.
The fall of Nokia as a premier mobile phone manufacturer has been an interesting thing to watch. When I worked for Nokia for 10 years, and granted I was not part of the division that made mobile phones, but of course I got to experience using them, and definitely I remember Nokia during the heyday when a lot of the phones that you would get, even through U.S. operators, would be Nokia-based. Those would be the best ones. And over time, that deteriorated. But of course, we got access to all the phones. But they're definitely, the iPhone and some other, and also the Razr, which is the thing before that caught Nokia off guard. And they still had dominant market share, but it was definitely starting to decline right around the time I started working for Check Point. When they sold off our business, but. It obviously got worse. It's gotten way worse in the last 4 years or so, and there's been some questions about sort of why that's happened, right? And you can blame the previous CEO for some of it, but there's been some interesting facts that have come to light about the current or the person that was the CEO prior to the announced selling of Nokia's handset business to Microsoft. Is Stephen Elop. And there's we've always kind of wondered, okay, why did it just like fall off a cliff so fast, right? Because even though Symbian was not considered the most current operating system, it had some challenges. Nokia had challenges making the products. They had other projects going on. They had Mego and stuff, and it was kind of a wonder, well, what happened, right? Why did things fall off a cliff so badly? And so it turns out there's some interesting things in Stephen Elop's employment contract that kind of shed some light on maybe why some of that happened. And initially they had said that Stephen Elop had gotten roughly the same contract as the previous CEO, Olli-Pekka Kalevuso. I'm sure I'm not saying that entirely correctly, but anyway, but apparently there were some big differences, and it turns out that there was like a big golden parachute in there, basically, that said that Stephen Elop would get $25 million bonus if three things happened. And it's that Nokia's, Nokia's stock just like would tumble. They would sell the handset division to Microsoft, and then the stock would go up, maybe not to the same level, but it would essentially crash, right? Sell the handset business to Microsoft, and then the stock goes up. Well, funny, that's exactly what happened, right? And so kind of the obvious thing is, well, of course Stephen Elop did that. His employment contract with Nokia basically said he was going to do that. And this employment contract was negotiated with Nokia's board, right? So that means the Nokia's board knew full well what was going to happen. I mean, how could they not? I mean, and now there's been some analysis as to why that Nokia's board would agree to this, and if you there's a piece by Tomi Ahonen, who used to work for Nokia, I think he was a junior executive at some point, and so he has a theory about sort of why the Nokia board agreed to such just kind of a bizarre set of employment circumstances. They considered it's likely that the Nokia board considered it, unlikely for those circumstances to happen. And anyway, you read Tomi Ahonen's piece, and you get I think he paints a very plausible theory about why they would agree to such terms in an employment contract. Because if you look at that on its face, it's like, why would you pay the CEO of a company to basically take the company off of a cliff, sell part of it to a specific company, and so why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense, right, on its face. And I definitely agree that there's definitely been some, a breach of fiduciary responsibility, right? Because the last thing you want your CEO to do is basically crash a business, right? But it's very clear, right, from this employment contract that that's exactly what Stephen Elop was paid to do. And so, you know, there's all kinds of just questions that come about that. And Tomi Ahonen paints a really nice picture of it. I have it linked in the show notes. You can read it. But it just amazes me that any company would, you know, any company's board of directors would agree to essentially crash the company and sell off part of the business. I mean, maybe, I have a feeling there's more facts to this than we're led to believe. But so I'm sure the story's going to come out. But, you know, clearly, Nokia didn't want to crash its business. I mean, when I worked there, you know, there may have been some parts of the business that they paid more attention to than others. And I worked for one of those parts of the business that they didn't pay attention to too much. They were happy because it was making money, right? So that was the main, you know, that was our main feature, was that, you know, they could pretty much leave us alone. We would make, you know, a reasonable profit, and that would feed back into the larger Nokia. That meant we couldn't necessarily grow our own business, because of course we didn't have access to all of that capital. But at the same time, it was, you know, we were at least suffering from benign neglect, at least in the latter years at Nokia. But anyway, I think it's you should say you should read this piece. And Tomi Ahonen writes these long pieces usually, and you know, and he's definitely been watching Nokia for a long time, and this is fairly consistent with his opinions that really, you know, Stephen Elop should have been fired, and you know, now it's just like the Nokia board's kind of implicated in this whole thing. So I'm as I say, it's a good reading, and if you really want to understand maybe what happened, and hopefully we'll find out more about what happened with with this whole Nokia selling the handset business to Microsoft and how it came to that, and there's probably going to be more facts, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's some investigations, because it is just a bizarre set of circumstances that that basically Stephen Elop looked like he was incentivized to do, and there's all kinds of questions about why someone would incentivize their CEO to do that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.